This is Holy Hill Chapel, Georgia, the Miracle Center. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that you will believe in with a miracle. You will encounter the miracle working God even as you sit in service. So tune in, open your heart, focus, and be blessed. Hallelujah. I'm here to take the Miracle Center announcement. This is Holy Hill Chapel, Georgia. We are a ministry that we generated from Holy Hill Chapel, Tennessee, where our headquarters is. And we are based here in Georgia, here in Duluth. This is currently our meeting place. We meet here every Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, and to have a powerful service in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And on Fridays, we have power prayers at my residence for now. Yes, Fridays, every first, second, and third Fridays, with the exception of the last Friday, because the last Friday we have the night of supernatural encounter, which we do tune in via to the headquarters to where our papa will be preaching powerfully. It's every last Friday of the month as well. And so, as I said, do enjoy the service, and God bless you for coming. Amen. And I want to give a testimony myself to the glorification of God. I want to thank God for the life of Papa Nikki. Thank you so much, Papa. God bless you. God bless you. This is truly the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight. Thank you for obeying, for responding to the call and leaving everything just to come and lead the mandate of Holy Hill Chapel in the USA. Because you obeyed, we had the chance to also obey. And in your calling, some of us have also found our calling. I want to thank God. I thank God for the church here in Georgia. I thank God for what he's doing. Thank God every day for what he's doing here in the land of Georgia. And I'm so grateful to God for all the church members so far and the ones that are yet to come. I thank God for the testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. The testimonies of healings is so mind-blowing. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. It is not the doing of men. Only God can do it. And we say thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Please just invite the praise and worship team.
In hands, bowing hearts, is all we've come to do. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing hearts, it's all we've come to do. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing hearts, it's all we've come to do. We will rise in your name, Adonai, you reign on high. We will rise in your name, Adonai, you on high. Adonai, you reign on high. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. is all we've come to do. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing hearts is all we've come to do.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we adore you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise this morning, oh God. For it is unto you, Lord Father, we gather, and we gather in your name. Yes. The word of God says that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. Yes. And we know that, Father, oh God, where you are, Lord Father, there is healing. Yes. Where you are, Father, oh God, there is deliverance. Yes. Where you are, Father, oh God, there are miracles, oh God. Yes. There is a change, a life transforming change, oh God, Father. This morning we bless you, oh God. We honor you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It is all about you, oh God. This morning let no flesh take glory in your presence, oh God. It is all about you, and we have gathered, Father, oh God, Father, to be service of you and to even have fellowship, Father, oh God, with you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Be exalted in our midst. Have your way in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. If you are clapping, do it better unto the Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You are welcome once again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63, hallelujah. And so the word of God is coming, and I want you to be set. Pick your Bibles, your notebooks, your pens, your tablets, and be ready. Hallelujah. This morning I have the honor of inviting the man of God. Oh, what a blessing. Give a clap unto the Lord. Give a clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Give a clap unto the Lord. Yes, Lord. He is my father, my spiritual father, my father in the ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. He is a man of God full of the word. He's a teacher. He's a prophet, anointed of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And this morning, the Lord God has sent him all the way from Tennessee. And he is the lead pastor, the one holding the fort and leading the way with Holy Hill Chapel Churches in the USA. Hallelujah. He is married with Lady Pastor Efia Santue Japon, beautiful woman of God, ever shining, with four children. Hallelujah. And this morning, he is here to bless us. This is a man who left everything that he was doing, everything, just to come here so that what you see today will be possible. And he is in the presence of Reverend Nikki Ejapon, my father. Please be on your feet. Let's give honor to whom honor is due. Papa, you are welcome. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, somebody, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I said, just put your hands together for Jesus, the owner and the builder of this church. Hallelujah. Can you lift up your hand?
With everything,
we give you praise.
We will shout,
we give you honor
for your praise.
Now, I want you to say, Father, visit me through your word today. Can you pray that prayer in the next 30 seconds? Say, Lord, I came to have an encounter with you. I don't want to live the same. I don't want to go back the same. Isaiah 45 verse 19, Bible says that he has not commanded us to serve him in vain. Bible says that in all labor there is profit. As you are here, there is a prophet for you.
Yes.
Bible said that when Jesus had left speaking in the book of Luke chapter 5, he told Peter, he said, launch out into the deep. And there was a bumper catch. After today, there will be a bumper catch.
Yes.
Somebody's health will catch a bumper harvest.
Hallelujah.
Anything that you're trusting God for, as we congregate today and as we buy through the word, as we buy through the ministration, you will catch it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to pray and say, Father, open up my heart to receive your word. Listen, there is nothing that can happen without the foundation of the word. So in the book of 1 Corinthians, Bible says that no other foundation can any man lay. In other words, anything that is built, that is not built upon the foundation, which is the Lord Jesus, who is the word, it is just a matter of time. It is gimmicks. It is gimmicks. It doesn't matter whatever it is. And so you want to pray. Read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 and then verse number 21. Bible says that the Lord appeared and revealed himself unto Samuel by the word of the Lord. The revelation of the Lord is through his word. So you want to pray. Everybody will want to have an encounter. If I ask you right now, do you want to have an encounter with the Lord? Everybody will lift up their hand. But this is how the Lord expresses himself. Bible said that he revealed himself. He appeared unto Samuel in Shiloh. The Lord will appear unto us this place.
Amen.
Through the lens of his scriptures.
Amen.
Say, Lord, open my ears.
Lord, open my ears.
Say, Lord, open my heart.
Lord, open my heart.
Say, Lord, open my eyes.
Lord, open my eyes.
To see the mystery
of your word.
To be blessed
by your word.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty
name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. And I want you to extend a hand to the person to your left and to your right and welcome them in and take your seat in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I'm so excited seeing each and every one of you. Are you excited today? Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I mean, I don't know where to start from, but I'll start from somewhere. I want to appreciate our resident pastor, LP Lois. Hallelujah. Very spiritual woman. Hallelujah. Very, very spiritual. Very, very spiritual. To the glory of God, currently we have four campuses. We have the Favor Campus. The Favor Campus or the Favor Center is in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we have the Spirit Campus or the Spirit Center that is in Clarksville.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And then we have, of course, the Miracle Center where we are now. Hallelujah. And then we have the headquarters Revival Center. Hallelujah. And we'll be having many more centers. Hallelujah. That is one of the mandate. I saw the Lord giving me a key, and the Lord said, that key will open many centers in the United States of America. So what I know, one of the mandate the Lord gave me is to become the door for many through this door to be planted in various states and in various cities to take over the land of America for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate each and every one of you, all the team that came from Tennessee. Hallelujah. Some of them had to take a last minute decision. I met with LP Hauer at the gas station. We're thinking, get this, that, that, that. She said, Papa, the way things are going, I think I'll have to join. I said, Oh yeah, let's go. Hallelujah. You see, the things of God is such that if you want to work with God, you must be malleable. To be malleable means you can be tenable. There are many people that want to work with God, but they don't have a power steering ability. You see, power steering ability means that we can switch you just like this, and you must be able to be switched. As some people, if they say this is where we are going, God can't even change their mind. When you are like that, you are on a highway to destruction. That is why I always tell people that there must be somebody in your life that can talk to you, sit down, and you'll be able to sit down. You see, not because you can't take decisions on your own, but because you know that, I mean, because you want to arrive in destiny. If you are driving a car and the car doesn't have brakes, Would you arrive? No, you won't arrive. Because when you get to the destination, you can't stop. The car doesn't have brakes. Praise it. That is how it is if you are in life and there is nobody that can speak into your life. There's nobody. You are having issues in your relationship. You are having issues in your marriage. If my wife tells me I will report you to Bishop, I say, oh, but we are just playing. Not because he will kill me. But you see, many people don't understand spirituality. And that is why their lives are some way. See, when she says that I'll report you, she has never said that anyway, because it's a major threat to me. You know, she tells me that I'll report you to Bishop. I say, but we are playing. We are just playing. Why are you going that far? Amen. You see? And so I also came with a dear son. He's a son. He's not only a spiritual son, he's like a biological son. Yeah, because he sees me as a father. He talks to me, tells me his in-toto issues, and then I counsel him, do this, do that. But the hand of God is mightily upon him. He's a prophet of God. And when I finish ministering, I will let him minister to some people before we leave. Yeah, he was supposed to be preaching today in Tennessee. I called him. I switched the agenda because the Lord told me. I said, you are following me. He said, Papa, at your service, whatever you say. Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. Many people, you see, there are some people there. That is why God can use some people beyond a certain limit. They can't submit. They don't have anybody and anything that they submit to. They are all in all. They are like Adam. You know why Adam failed? Adam, they didn't have anybody to submit to. You know why Samson also failed? Samson, they didn't have anybody to submit to. Yeah. Samson, don't go here. I'm coming from there. Samson was like, it is only God I'll listen to. So when Delilah was there, God was not there. God was speaking, but he didn't have anybody to submit to. Ask somebody, who are you submitting to? Don't think that you arrive from the sky. Amen. Uh-huh. That if even God cut his hand and put it upon your head so that wherever you go, the hand of God is chopped and it is upon your head, and there is nobody you submit to, you don't have direction and you don't have brakes in life, you will crash. Hallelujah. That is why there are many casualties in the kingdom of God. For many people, they can't receive submission. Hallelujah. So I want you to celebrate my son in the Lord, Prophet Julius Ampim. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see him sitting down quietly like that. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to celebrate all the Georgians. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen, Matthew chapter 13 from verse 31 to 33. Well, I'm going to speak very briefly. I'll build my church. But look at the scripture. And he said that in Matthew chapter 13 from verse 31 all the way to 33. He said, Jesus was given a parable. He said, the kingdom of God, he gave two parables. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying that the kingdom of heaven, by the way, the title of my short message is, I will build my church. He said that, put he forth unto them, saying the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed. You see, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and he sowed in his field. You have to take note of certain words. In his field. Now, what happened? The verse number 32, we are reading to verse 33. Verse 33. So, in verse number 32, he said that though it is the smallest of all seeds, look at that, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it becomes the greatest amongst the herbs, and it becomes a tree, so that now the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now look at verse number 10. And he said, the kingdom is also like a leaven. Now a leaven is like yeast. You know yeast? What do we use yeast for? Baking. When you put it in bread, small loaf, it becomes what? Big. He said that the kingdom, this kingdom, it is like a leaven which a woman took and hid it in 3 measures of meal till... go back to verse 30. Till the whole meal was living. In other words, till the whole meal was big. You see, everything that is started by God will start very little. The problem is that many people don't understand that principle of God. You see, so Sometimes people want to be part of things that have already arrived. You see, it is good to be part of something that has already arrived, but it is better and best to be part of something that God is initiating. He said the kingdom of heaven, and remember, the kingdom of heaven means the solution center of God amongst men. So if the Lord wants to produce a solution center in Georgia, in Duluth, in Lawrenceville, and its environment, he will start it as a mustard seed. Your ability to see that this is not just a mustard seed, but it's a forest, is what will give you advantage over the others. Many times people want to see the forest before they go inside. No. I remember when God sent me and then I came. I always tell the story. You see, when I was leaving Ghana, I mean, with the Lord impressed upon me in 2011, I was in Ghana working and I was taking $5,000 a month. 2011. I was working as an expatriate. The Lord called me and then I was in ministry. You know, I never ever anticipated I'll be in full-time ministry. If somebody had told me, and I always say it, don't I say it, that one day you'll be a full-time pastor, I would have told him that, please, ask for this prophecy. Because I wanted to be, you know, that, you know what it is to be an expatriate engineer, traveling all over the world. All you need is to package yourself. Then they'll throw you, they will just send you your ticket. You just go. Work in African countries, work with Kenyan Resources of Australia, work in London. When you Google my name, you see all these things over there. You see, Royal Mail, London, Nikia, Japan, Royal Mail. You see me there. You see? And then my last post was with Miscon Mining. Now, they sent me to Liberia. So I was working there and I felt a strong impression. I felt it. 10-12-2013. That is October 12, 2013. I was washing my Mercedes-Benz under a mango tree. I remember very well. In the morning, it was around 9:27 a.m. and I heard the Lord say, if you lay everything down, I will surprise you. When I told my family and everybody that the Lord has called me into ministry, so I need to switch, they thought I was crazy. My senior sister asked, so how are you going to take care of your family? My wife was working as a bank manager with GT Bank, Graphic Road. A young couple, the prospect was too powerful. The husband working as an expatriate engineer, receiving $5,000 a month. My wife working as a bank manager. Young lady. We had just started a family. My wife had been pregnant with a bishop and we're expecting. And now the Lord said, leave. So 2013, I dropped down my tools. Well, after my son was born and I came home, I didn't go back again. And then I said, Lord, now what? The Lord said, there is a need for me to build my church. And I am in economic scarcity of people that I can use to build my church. Because the greatest institution upon the earth is not the bank, it's not America. The greatest institution upon the earth is not the World Bank, it is not IMF. The greatest institution upon the earth is not Harvard College. It is not the best medical institution. The greatest institution upon the earth is the church of God. Is the church of Jesus Christ upon the earth. Do you know why? Do you know, LP, come. Now watch my daughter. You know that the greatest, the most important thing about this woman is her body. Oh, you don't know that. Don't you know that the most important thing about you is your body? That is why we take care of our body. If your body emaciates or it depreciates or it falls or it breaks down, everything in the world has come to... When somebody is sick in the hospital, everything about them is sick. It doesn't. You can have the millions if this body of yours is not healthy. Everything is, excuse my language, nonsense. Is that true? Hello? Am I talking to somebody? And do you know the body of Jesus Christ? The body of Jesus Christ is the church. The church is the body of Christ. That is why he said, I will build my church. How many of you have gone to the gym before? Oh, I'm not saying that you are a gymmer, but you have gone at least one. Now, why did you go to the gym? You know, one day, Prophet Julius, the reason why I stopped going to the gym was because one day I went to the gym and then they made me raise some metals. When I finished raising the metals, you know, all of a sudden I felt like I was like this. So when I was coming out, I was coming like this. You know, just if you like, go and try it. You raise one meter, all of a sudden you finish. It will be like, you know, you feel like, I said, hey. And then I went to check the mirror and I saw that I was even smaller than how I went in. I said, this thing is deception. I won't be part of it again. But people go to the gym because they want to build their body. Look at the way, look at the way people are taking all manner of medications. People are going to all manner, some are taking nutritional, whatever, some are taking classes, all because of this body. If I tell you the kind of creams women are using, you will be surprised. Sometimes they buy one cream, that one cream can pay somebody's school fees for 1 year. But they will buy it. Why do they do that? Somebody say the body. Come on, say the body. Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Look at this. One day, I was going to pray and anoint somebody. After 3 days of prayers and fasting, I was going to pray for the person. I lifted up the oil. The Lord said, stop. I said, Lord, why? He said, if you pour it inside the distance, the wig is somebody's wig from, what is the name? Vietnam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, it is somebody's wig from Vietnam. If you pour the oil inside, it will not get to the person that you want the distance. So if you must pour, tell the person to remove the wig. So I told her, I said, sister, if you can't remove the wig, and she was looking very, very pageant, pomp and pageant. Hey, when I saw, when she took the wig off, come and see, created in, you know, there are two words that Bible uses. He said that, he said, fearful and wonderfully made. When she was wearing the wig, she was wonderfully made. When she took the wig, she was fearfully made. I said, Jesus is Lord. Why did she hide her fearfulness? Because of her body.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, because of her body. Listen, let me be frank. Many people are wearing glasses not because their eyes are paining them, but because of their body. Am I talking the truth? Look at the way you are shining. Some of you took days. This meeting, boy oh boy, I'm not going to appear there anyhow.
Yes.
I'm going to appear in a grand style.
Yes.
Look at LP's dress.
Yeah.
Hey, people started preparing against faith, against May faith for this program. And sometimes you are going for a special meeting, you start preparing. Now you start buying the things small, small. Especially if you want to do yellow like Mama Comfort. You say, boy, I have to get some yellow striped shoes. I have to get some earrings. Look at the way her earrings are blending with her dress. Why? Because, are you listening to me? Because you want the body to appear presentable. Your greatest asset in life is your body. That is why the church is the most important thing to God upon the earth. Nothing else. That is why he didn't say, I will build your school. He said, I will build my church. Because the church is his body. The Holy Spirit is upon the earth because of the church. The Holy Spirit is not upon the earth because you want to just perambulate around, moving around. No. That is why when the church is taken up by the rapture, Maxwell, when the church is raptured, the Holy Ghost is it will also leave. And the Holy Ghost is the most powerful force of God upon the earth. And he left it. He left the Holy Ghost because of the church. When you see the church, become partner with the church. The Lord told me one day, recently, the Lord said, build your life around the church and by the church and your life will be relevant. I heard it, just like you are hearing me. Ha! He said, build your life around the church and by the church and it will be relevant. I said, my God, I never remembered this one. I never heard it. I never heard it. If I am helping this body of yours to be very powerful, will you not like me? Go and ask the young ladies. A young man, start buying you wig. Start buying you shoe. Start buying you dresses. Start buying you this. You come and tell me, Papa, I don't know. He's not said anything. But the way he's always sponsoring me and pushing me, I'm even confused. Because he is sponsoring your body. Is somebody understanding me? You see? So the greatest institution upon the earth is the body of Christ. That is why he said, I'll build it. You know why the body of Christ, the church, is so important to God? Because, watch me here, Anita, because it is the evidence of the finished works of Christ. Now, Jesus, in John chapter 19 and verse 30, said, it is finished. I go to Sam's Club. We have Sam's Club in Georgia. Oh, I go to Sam's Club or I go to Best Buy. And then I'll buy something that you want. And I said, Pastor Solomon, I bought you this gadget. You wanted the latest television set. I bought it for you. Go and take it. You can't just walk there. When you get there, you say that there is a TV here for me. That TV, I'm coming for it. No. What must you present? Evidence. A receipt. There must be a visible evidence that show that indeed that thing belongs to you. And indeed, it has been paid for. What is the evidence of the claim that Jesus made? He said, it is finished. He said, it is finished. What is the evidence? Anybody can say it is finished. The work that you sent me to do, it is finished. What is the evidence of the fact that it is finished? Where is the receipt? The receipt is the church. That is why the church was not in the Old Testament. The church only came in the New Testament. Because it is the receipt and the evidence of the finished works of Christ. That is why when you partner with the church, your life becomes relevant to God.
Amen.
I tell you, the ark of God in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6 was in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months. The boy became so relevant. So relevant. Bible says that in those days, mama, there was no Twitter. There was no Instagram. There was no TikTok. There was no Facebook. There was no YouTube. There was no Snapchat. There was no Twitter, X. There was no what? Kobo, whichever one. Hallelujah. Please, is somebody listening to what I'm talking about? But listen. Bible said that. Now look, and it was, it, look at that. Hey, look at that. Woman of God, God bless you. I know you want to take note. Look at that. Is somebody watching me? And can we all read it? And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him. Because of what?
The ark of God.
Because of what?
The ark of God.
Because of his certificate?
No.
Because of his stature?
No.
Because of the woman he's married?
No.
In fact, Obed-Edom was a Gittite. Huh? Let me tell you a little about that. Now, in those days, the Lord selected Israel to be his nation and his people. But then, anybody that sympathized with Israel and partnered with them, they got the benefit that the Lord was giving to Israel. So, even in the Old Testament, there was the blessing by adoption and sympathy. I sympathize with you. The Lord said, I bless you. If somebody likes your child, would you not like that person? But if your child goes somewhere, a little gout, a little pow, what would you do? You say, hey, don't go there again. Now you start dissenting the person, right? So that was exactly how it was. Now, so Obed-Edom was a Gittite. He was not part of the fraternity of a friend is saying, hallelujah. We thank God, amen. He was not... Amen. Make sure that I think I overraised the head. So make sure that the head comes down a bit so we can whatever. Amen. Amen. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
But are you listening to the story?
Yes.
I promise you, it's a very short message. I'll give you just 4 points. I'm building the introduction. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's okay, woman of God, if we can. Yeah, it's okay. But you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. It's okay. You, it's okay. Don't worry. It has decided to do that too. Give me some few minutes. It's okay. Don't worry. Help me. It's okay. It will respond. Is somebody with me? Now, Obed-Edom was not an Israelite. He was a Gittite. And in those days, and listen, When you sympathize with the Israelites, they will not let you live in the center of the city. They will let you live in the outskirts of the city. Now, what they did, the reason why they did that is so that when there is a war coming in and they start killing, they should start killing the strangers. So by the time we see that Obed-Edom is dead, there is battle coming, then we will prepare. So it was like, you want to be part of us, then the condition is that you stay at the outskirts. So Obed-Edom's house was at the outskirts. When the ark started killing people, because they did not do it according to the plan of God, they did not handle it according to the plan of God. Bible said that immediately David said, I can't bring the ark into my city. Let's take it all the way to somewhere. And then they found the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. Took it there. Bible said 3 months without any social media publications. He became so relevant, not only to God, but also to the nation. It was told. Go back there. Look at that. It was told him. It was told. It was told. By the time your news get to the White House, it means it is not small news.
Yes.
All because he hosted the ark of God. You see, listen. Sometimes, that's why I tell people, when I came to America, the Lord told me, I used to go to Colorado to help a certain church there. Now, in 2018, the Lord, I knew that I had to go back home and wait upon the Lord. So when I went back home, I told my spiritual father, I said, Papa, this place, what do you think? I don't think I have to go there again. Because of this and that and that and that. He said, Nick, you have to go. How do I tell this man that I can't go? I can't say that. No. So what I did was that, Lord, if you are speaking to me, please talk to my father. So I went to Anakazu. There is a place in a brief area they call Anakazu, just to do 3 days of prayer and fasting. Just for the Lord, if the Lord is speaking to me, to confirm to my father. I was there on the second day in the afternoon. He texted me. He said, Nicky, where are you? I said, Papa, I'm at Anakazu. He said, what are you doing? I said, Papa, I'm just waiting on the Lord more to know what next. He said, you are going to America. The door is opened. I said, I was super happy, but I couldn't express it. And I said, okay, Papa. So I pretended as if, okay, Papa. And then he said, I just had a vision and I was walking with you. We had gone for a conference in America, you and I. And then a woman came to you and handed you a baby. And when the woman handed you the baby, the woman said, I can't continue to look after this baby. This baby has a great future. This baby will deliver many babies. But I can't handle this baby. I'm tired. Can you take over? And I said, yes. So I grabbed the baby from the woman. And then when I grabbed the lady from the woman and we're going, we turned back. And my spiritual father said, and we never saw the woman again. So my father said, so the door is now open. I said, okay. So I left Ghana. By then, I had already flown my wife here, not to come and live. No, to come and give birth and go back. That is how much the Lord had blessed us. To just come and deliver. Because our second boy, Jason, when my wife delivered him in Ghana, there was a little complications. My wife nearly lost her life, even though it was a private hospital. So I decided that I'll fly her here. Ask LP Howard. They were the people that made all the arrangements. Yeah. You see? Now, so, and those were some of the leads that I had told God, that God, show me if really you want us to go there. Let my wife go and deliver. Because she didn't want to come. LP. She never wanted to come. She said, if I'm not there, she will not go. Yeah. So, some way, somehow. Hallelujah. When she agreed to come and give birth to Zoe, I knew that it was another confirmation. Now, so the plan, please listen very well. I'm telling you why it is important when you see the church of God, especially in a very initial stage, put your nose inside, put your wig inside, put your shoe inside, put even your fingernails that you borrowed from the pedicure shop, put it inside because you will not lose. Brother, I'm telling you, you see, many people see little things. Look at how he said, the kingdom is like a mustard seed. It may look insignificant, but if only you know that it is a major forest. Now, what am I trying to say? So here I was, and then my wife was already here. So now the plan was that I Now we have two boys already. a father of many. Hallelujah.
Yeah. I want to follow your steps.
Yeah. Bring a seed and I'll show you the way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, so guess what? Is somebody with me? Yeah. Ella. So my wife was already here coming to deliver. And then I said, okay, this is the plan. The plan is that I will come here with the two boys because I already had a boys. We all had our visas. The Lord had blessed us actually. Us were there. Amen. So we all had our visas. So me, Bishop, Jason, we flew here for vacation. And then after the vacation, Bishop and Jason, together with my wife and then the newborn baby Zoe, we go back to Ghana because the boys were still in school. My wife was still working at the GT Bank. And then I would take a few weeks and then survey the land. And then when I'm done surveying the land, then if it is all possible, then I'll now go and then bring them in. And then whatever the Lord. I arrived here. I set off June 9, 2019. I arrived here June 10, 2019. Hosted by the Obodais. We had a meeting, beautiful meeting. Because I had blessed the marriage of LP Howard. I blessed the marriage of LP Abigail. And so, yeah. So, it's like, so when I came and I arrived on the 10th, on the 12th, in the middle of the night, the Lord woke me up. The Lord said, start now. I said, hey, this is not arrangement. This is not arrangement, Lord. We did. When we were leaving Ghana, I just locked our master bedroom door. Just like that. You know, when you are going for vacation, you don't buy things. It's when you are returning that you carry suitcase. So we just came with just three pantalon and then some bouquet and then some whatever that, some roofing sheet. Hallelujah. Just to roof ourselves. Hallelujah. So that when we are going here after holidays, you carry some stuff. By this time, because I left secular world, the Lord told me, enter into business. I had partnered with a man. I had gotten a contract with the government and I was supplying palm oil to some secondary schools in central region. And at the end of a term, we were making about $50,000. I was doing it with an allergy. Hey. Yeah, because I didn't have that much money then, but I had a contract. The allergy had the money. When the allergy said that he didn't have money, it means that not less than 300,000 sitting in his accounts. So I partnered with him. He was one of my wife's clients. When I introduced, when I showed him the contract, he said, shalau. We will do it. So he was the one that was pushing it with his resources. When I came, the Lord said, start now. Now, so I began to think of all. You see, that is why I don't blame the Israelites for thinking about Egypt when they left Egypt. Hey, this contract, the cucumbers, the carrot, the garlic. No, God. That is why sometimes I don't also blame Lot's wife. Because Lot's wife, you see, if you have not been there, it will be news to you. But if you have been there, it will be an experience. Julius, so I started thinking, hey, this contract, Lord, but I could have done much. The Lord says, start now. I don't have a place to live. Look at where I'm coming from. And I have to stay with people. No, I said, no. By this time, we were five. No, Lord. The Lord says, start now. I woke up my wife. I said, the Lord said, we should start now. Hey, how are we going to do this then? What are we? When you came, you told the Obodais that you are coming for vacation. Now, one vacation is going to lead to another something. And one of the things that I had ever told myself is that I will not travel to any country to become a beggar. Never. But you know, when the Lord is building a mandate, sometimes the Lord has to break you. Because if the Lord doesn't break you, he can't make you. That is why I started by talking about submission. If the Lord can't break you, he can't make you. So, that was on the 12th. On the 13th, I called my daughter Hawa. I said, Hawa, come. Hawa came. I gathered her together with LPRB and Elder Obud. I said, me, I came for vacation and I to go back and then we will survey the land. But the Lord said we should start now. What do we do? They said, Papa, we have been waiting for this all along. Wow. Somebody give a clap for the Lord. Wow. For their lives. Yeah. Wow. Immediately, they were in a certain denomination. They went there. That day, the following day was a Saturday. They went to see the pastor. They said, so our branch has come here, and so we have to join. And the man of God said, okay, I release you. So when the, because by then my wife was also fellowshipping there. So I arrived here on Monday. The Lord says, start now. Sunday, June 16, 2019, we had our first service. I will never forget it because it was Father's Day. And then we made a video and I sent it to my bishop with all of us. One day, this thing will be very big.
Amen.
Listen, Miracle Center will be very big.
Amen.
I tell you, that is why if I were you, I will put my nose, my wig, my pompidou, I'll put everything inside. Listen, brothers and sisters, I gathered them. We had service in LP Howard's apartment. It wasn't a house. It was an apartment. Apartment, this thing. Hall from June all the way to November. And listen, amazingly, we're having Sunday service there. And all the services that you see today, we're having it there. Wednesday, supernatural night. Ah, listen, whatever you are seeing, it is something that was part of the blueprint. And now, today, look at what the Lord is doing. You see, in those days, there were some of the people that would come and then they would look at us and then and then they would laugh because we were having service using YouTube. I was a chorister, she was a chorister. I was an usher. Everybody was something. My first Sunday school teacher was the man standing there. Nanaya. When we go, it was his bedroom was the Sunday school classroom. Yeah. He will carry them there. Sometimes, yeah. I said, somebody run up there before somebody becomes a casualty. Hallelujah. But it was so powerful. Now I had a certain blue, beautiful blue and white chair. Pastor's chair. Nobody sat on it. Where is that chair? You have to bring it back to me because it is an archive for museum. Holy Hill Chapel Museum. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I talking about? You see, when the Lord is starting something, it may look little, but don't look down upon it. That is why Bible says that despise not the days of small beginnings. That is why I keep on telling you, don't be discouraged. You come to church, it is only you. Ask them. If we went to church and it was me, Hawa, and then LPRB, I will preach as if I'm preaching in a stadium. Hey! Anointing service. Because we're few, your whole body will be soaked with the oil.
That's right.
Who should I pour the rest on? Ask them. So the oil, it was not small touch like this. No, that will I buff you with the oil. Who should I pour the rest on? I will anoint people as though I'm anointing 10,000. The oil was for 10,000 people. Now, only two people showed up. Who should drink the rest? Somebody say everybody.
Everybody.
Is somebody understanding me? You see, I'm trying to let you know how when God is part of a thing, it will never fail.
Yeah.
But the wisdom is that when you see that God is part of it, be part of it right from the word go. If God say, I will build my church. Hey, are you not privileged to be there when the Lord is saying that I will build my church? And you see, let me tell you something. Let me tell you.
But Papa, there are many churches all around.
Many churches have lost the presence of God. Yeah. Bible says that in Judges chapter 20 and then verse number 21. Look at Judges 20 and verse 21. These are scriptures that when I read, Kate, I become afraid. Bible says that, and he wist not. Judges chapter 20 and verse number 21. Oh, there's no verse 21. There is. Bible said that, and Samson wist not that the Lord had departed from him. You see, he wist not. He did not know. There are many churches. You go the whole place, pomp and pageantry. Sometimes the way they will receive you, even at the gate, you feel like, my, oh my, ooh, this is where I want to belong. No, don't belong there. Listen, my definition of a mega church, Anita, my definition of a mega church is not a church with light and as for that one, God will give it to us.
Amen.
But a mega church is a church that is in alignment with God.
Amen.
Because it is not the quantity, it is the quality. I prefer to be a pastor of 10 that are going to heaven than to be 10,000 that are on the way to hell. Is somebody with me? Help you. I'm not finding the scripture. The phone, that this thing is freezing. You see, he wastes not. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, and then verse number 13 and 14. Never forget it. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13 and 14. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed David in the midst of his brethren. Now watch it. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up. The Spirit of the Lord did what? Came upon David from that day forward. Give me verse number 14. The next verse. But the same Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. There are many people, there are many churches the Spirit of the Lord had departed from. They're loaded with entertainment. They can encourage you, motivate you. Your life will never be changed. But this house, I can guarantee your life will change. You see? Luke chapter 22 verse 28. Many people don't want to go through the process. If God is building his church will go through the process. His church will go through the process. Don't think that you, can I tell you something? Ella, can I tell you something? Look at that. Listen, the Lord, you know why Jesus had to be born and then grow, become a carpenter's son. His father was sending him. His mother was sending him. And all that, the people were teasing him. Jesus and his playmate, oh, carpenter's son, you are a non-entity and all that. Do you know why? Because when the Lord brought Adam on the scene, fully processed, no processing, he disappointed God big time. He disappointed God big time. The next time, the last, that is why Jesus is the last Adam. Because what the first Adam failed, somebody had to correct it for humanity to get back to where we fell. Is somebody with me? So when Jesus came, he wasn't fully processed. He had to be processed in the process of time. That is why when God is starting something big, he starts gradually and process it so that it will stand the test of time. Bible says that the Lord had departed from one but was with another. Let me tell you, can you write these four things down? Will you write them down quickly? Do you promise me? Now, write these things down. Now, how does the Lord build his church? The Lord builds his church with you and I. Okay? Now, and I'm going to give you, I believe, just four things or so. Yeah. How does the Lord build his church? See? Do you know Sodom and Gomorrah? Have you heard of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah before? Honey, what's your name? Yeah. Kiana. Kiana, have you heard the story of Sodom and Gomorrah before? Oh, I'll tell you briefly, I promise you. It was a city, very beautiful city. But that city didn't have a church in it. And this is the reason why I'm saying this. Now, so in Sodom and Gomorrah, they used to live all manner of lifestyle. When you read this, the story is in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. When you read chapter 18 and chapter 19, it talks about Sodom and Gomorrah. Now listen very well. So Sodom and Gomorrah, they lived all manner of lifestyle. Anything that God hated, that was what Sodom and Gomorrah was doing. So one day, the Lord said, I want to visit the land of Sodom and Gomorrah because I'm hearing so much. Because anything we do, the earth that we step on talks to heaven. You see, that is why Bible says that whatever you do, you'll give account. Because the earth will bear witness against you and I. Is somebody understanding it? So, this is what the Lord said. He said, all that I've heard from the land, I'm visiting there to see if all that I've heard is so. But there was no church in the land. So, when he was going, he passed through another church, another city. And there was one church there. And that church was the church of Abraham. The moment Abraham, the church of Abraham saw that God was going to destroy that city, he said, Lord, if you go there and you find 50 churches, will you destroy the land? The Lord said, if I find 50 churches, I'll not destroy it. He said, okay, Lord, if you don't find 50 and you find 45, will you destroy it? The Lord said, no. He said, what about if you don't find 45, you find 30? The Lord said, no, I won't destroy the land for 30 churches because the church is my body. if my body is there, why must I destroy it? There may be many things over there, but because my body is there, I won't destroy it. 30. He said, okay, what about if you find 25 churches? He said, if I find 25 churches, I won't destroy it. He said, what about if you find 10? And then the Lord said, if I find 10 churches in Sodom and Gomorrah, I won't destroy it. Unfortunately for Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham did not continue. Because the Lord wanted Abraham to keep on saying. Because the Lord didn't stop him. If he had continued, Lord, if you find 5, would you destroy it? The Lord would have said no. Because at least there was one church there, and that was the church of Lot. And the Lord was expecting Abraham to keep on coming to the point where the Lord will say, where he will say that, Lord, if you find one church there, will you destroy the land? And he said, but when he arrived at 10, no, so listen, Sodom and Gomorrah, LP Hawa, was not destroyed because of their sins. They were destroyed because of lack of churches. Yeah. The Lord said, because I did not find 10 churches, I would destroy the land. That is why churches are important. That is why we have to plant more churches. Because the church in a place is the light of that place. And if there is light there, darkness cannot destroy the place. That is why sometimes people who are ignorant, they will be saying that, but there are many churches here, many churches here. If the Lord found as many as 10 churches in Sodom and Gomorrah, he will not have destroyed it. But because he didn't find, that is why we will plant and we'll keep planting churches. I said we will plant and we'll keep planting churches. And that is why, brothers and sisters, if you find yourself in the beginning of a church that has been sent by God and commissioned by God, be part and parcel of it. I plead with you, you will never regret it. You will never regret it. You'll never regret it. And Miracle Center is one.
Yeah.
Miracle Center is one. The Lord is building his church with us because, now write this four quick pointer, because we are his co-laborers. We are his co-laborers. Co-laborers.
If God wants to build a church, he should send angels to come and build it. He won't send angels.
He will use LP Lois. He will use Brother Godwin. He will use Sister Esther. He will use Kiala. Hallelujah. Kiala, right? What's your name, honey? Yeah. Look at even the names. The names are church names. Daphne. If you mention my name is Daphne, the devil should even run away. Assuming we are going for soul winning. Oh, hello. Can I invite you to church? What church? Holy Hill Chapel Miracle Center. What is your name? Daphne. Ah. The person said, I'll come because of the name Daphne. Yeah. Honey, what's your name? Look at these beautiful names. Keshana. Keshana is even a name that invites 100 people. Yeah. Is somebody with me? You see, sometimes we don't understand what God wants to do. And sometimes we don't know the benefit. Can I give you one scripture? Luke chapter 5. When you start reading from verse number 1. Jesus wanted to plant a church on the sea. Hey! Nobody wanted to be part of Jesus's. You are going to plant a church on the sea. Who is going to be part of it? The Lord Jesus now started looking around and saw Peter. He said, Peter, I want to plant a church in Duluth. I don't have anybody. Can you be part of it? Yeah, well, when we have time, we will plant. The Lord said, no problem. Let's start with that. So he gave his boat. That Lord, can you use? Maybe it is not your boat. Maybe it is your money. Maybe you can tell the Lord that every Sunday, I can work for the whole year, but Sundays I'll be in church. That was Peter's boat. Maybe your boat may not be a yo, but it may be the distance you will travel just here. And when you are coming, the enemy will tell you, but are there not many churches? Didn't you see 200 churches all the way from where you are to here? Why must you go there? The Lord is building his church and he has invited me. Revelation chapter 19 and verse number 9. He said, blessed are they that have been called unto the banquet table of the Lamb. Hey! Maybe that is your boat. He said unto me, right, look at that. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the church. He's talking about the church. He's talking about the church. Is somebody with me? Maybe that is your boat. So the scripture I'm reading, Bible said that now when Jesus had finished planting his church on the sea, Bible said that he now said, Peter, When I was looking for somebody to plant Miracle Center, you were the one that was there. So launch out into the deep. And do you know what Peter said? He said, Master, you know, I didn't help to plant this church because of anything. Because me, at this age of my life, you know, sometimes we can give many excuses to discourage us. You know how many times I've tried this thing and it didn't work. Boy, oh boy, forget it. You know, he said, you helped me to build and plant a church on the sea when nobody was willing. Boy, launch out into the deep. Try it again. Do it again. Guess what? Bible said that they dropped the net in. The thing that never worked because they helped build a church. Because they helped plant Jesus' church in Duluth. All of a sudden, you see, the kingdom is made up of keys. So sometimes people think that, oh, it's all about pray. No! There are many keys. You can't use a car key to open a house door. It doesn't work like that. There are keys that planting a church will deliver into your hands. I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, there are keys. You see? So all of a sudden, he said, launch out into the deep. Help you give it to me. Luke chapter 5. I am in verse number 4 to 7. He said, launch out into the deep. And after that, Bible said that there was a boat sinking bumper harvest. That will be your story in Jesus' name. I said, that will be your story in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, Judges chapter 5, verse 23 is one scripture that also scares me. Esther, Judges chapter 5, verse 23. Now, in Judges chapter 5, man, there was blessings and curses. It got to a country, a town. The town is called Meroz. M-E-R-O-Z. Now, the inhabitants of, watch this, the inhabitants of Meroz were very powerful. They were fighters. They were warriors. But Meroz is a city in Israel. But when they had to fight against the Philistines, Meroz came. And then, so the rest of Israel went to see the people, the inhabitants of Meroz. And they said, please, can you guys come and join us? Because the Lord has need of something that has to be done. There is a war that the Lord wants us to fight. There is a war in Duluth that the Lord wants us to fight. So come and help. And Bible said, they say, boy, if the Lord has called you, go and respond. We will also be in Meroz. We will do overtime. Stay in your battle. When it got to the time of blessing, look at what he said. Curse ye Meroz, saith the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly. The inhabitants, that means generational curses. The inhabitants thereof. Why? Can we all read it? Why? Because they came not to the help of the Lord. To the help of the Lord against the might. Listen, when you see the Lord building a church, with or without you, the Lord will build it. Oh, you don't think so? But the good news is that if you are part of it, when the Lord is rewarding, you'll be part of the reward. God, we are his co-laborers. Number two, why does the Lord want to build his church with us? Because we are his authority upon the earth. We are his authority. We are what? His authority upon the earth. The Lord has relegated the authority upon the earth into the hands of the believer. So if we don't build a church for the Lord, there is no way the mandate of the Lord will come to pass. Now, look at Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. I'm just giving you 4 points. That is point number two. He said, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Continue. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on the earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 20, look at this. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I. We are his authority. That is why, Pastor Solomon, that is why the Lord is building with us. We are his authority. We are his authority. So if we don't say yes, heaven doesn't have any yes to approve. Number three, why does the Lord want to build his church with us? Because he has given us the earth. He has given us the earth. Psalm 115 and verse number 16. Psalm 115 and then verse number 16, I believe. He said, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth he has given to the children of men. So if the children of men don't plant churches, God will not come and plant churches here. And remember, without churches, the land is prone to destruction. Somebody with me. And then finally, why does the Lord intend to build his church, Miracle Center, with us? Because he has empowered us and that power cannot be wasted. Yeah. If we don't use the power for what it is intended for, we are wasting power. And God does not intend us to waste his power. Go with me to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 13. And then I think, Mark chapter 13. Hey, Lord help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it Mark that I quoted? Look at Hallelujah. Mark chapter 8. That's my favorite scripture. He said, and he appointed 12 to be with him. Find it for me. That's my last scripture. The Lord just told me that's why it's not in my notes. And he appointed 12 that they should be with him and that he should send them out to preach. When we're having board meeting, I used it. Mark 3, yes. Go with me to the book of Mark 3. And then verse number 12. Start Mark 3. Yes, it is true. Mark chapter 3. Now, let's start from verse number 12. And strictly, okay. Now, verse number 13. Look at verse number 13. The next verse. Oh, there's no 13. Okay, it is coming. We have patience. Amen. Virgilius, are you ready? I want you to come and lead us in prayer when I'm done. Yeah. Now, look at Mark. And he went up into the mountain. Watch it. And he called unto him the people that he want to call. The people that he want to start Miracle Center with. Now, look at verse number 14. And in verse number... And he ordained 12 for two reasons. Number one, that they should be with him. And that he might send them forth to preach. Number 3. Look at verse number 15. And to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out them. We carry power. We can't waste it. So what must we do? We must build the church. And then the Lord, through the church, will heal the sick. Sometimes people come Holy Hill Chapel, Revival Center, and then there are many breakages of miracles. Then I ask myself, if I was still sharing cooking oil in Infantemai Girls Secondary School, where would you have been? Praise the name of Jesus. One of my daughters, Dufie, and she shared a testimony. That's why I'm sharing publicly. She used to belong to a certain church. They will go to. He said that sometimes they will go for prayer meeting on Friday. When they finish the prayer meeting, then they go to the club. Yeah, and she said that sometimes we will go to the club and we'll see the elders of the church also there. Yeah. Ask her, she'll tell you. So to her, and listen truly, to her, it was normal. You don't have an idea. One day, I preached a message on an Easter Sunday, and I said, the tomb is empty. When we finished service, somebody went to LP Shana and said, when the man of God was saying the tomb is empty, what tomb is he talking about? You see, so many people don't know many things. That is why we must have many churches. Now, they brought him to me. I took time to explain to him. Today, he's a guru in the kingdom of God. If I was looking for $50,000 per semester or per term and sharing cooking oil at Juma Secondary Technical School, where would you have been this Sunday? Sir, well, this man, sir, please, can you be on your feet? He shared his own testimony. He had been in America for years. He will just go pass through a certain church. And he said, I can count the number of times for over 7 years that I even visited the church. He came to Holy Hill the Holy Spirit arrested him. And even if I'm not coming to church, he called, Papa, are we not having service? I said, brother, go there, let's have service, me and you. Is somebody understanding? If I had not responded to fight the battle of the Lord, and I had been like the people of Meroz. Number two, if when I came, LP Howard said, we belong to a very big church. We I mean, when you go, the lights are there, the screen, everything. Now that, oh boy, we will not use chine upon chine. You know, yeah. Chine upon chine means that, boy, oh boy, we will not start from any scratch. Where will all the souls have been? Is somebody understanding me? This thing that you see today, one day to be very big.
Amen.
There will be a lot of whites in this church.
Amen.
A lot of Africans in this church.
Amen.
A lot of Caribbeans in this church.
Amen.
A lot of Black Americans in this church.
Amen.
Miracles will break forth left, right, center.
Amen.
There will be mighty wave of visitations. Amen. And you know what I'm excited about? Because you stood in these initial stages, many people will get salvation.
Amen.
Imagine we go to heaven and then the people that have been saved through Holy Hill Chapel, it's only me that will benefit. Oh, they will come and then they will say, LP Howard, thank you. That when the man of God came and he said, the Lord has sent me, you people gave him your ears. My last scripture, Luke chapter 22. Verse 28. Don't forget this scripture. You know, the best is reserved for the last. Luke 22, verse 28. Luke 22, verse 28. Many people will give up. Many people will betray you. Many people will disappoint you. Was I disappointed many, many times? Hey, there were people that came into the ministry and they said, wow. Somebody even came with a family. They said that we prayed and fasted 6 months for you to come here, and you are here. Yeah? You are not a pastor, so you have not heard things in your ears. Julius, somebody came to me and said, me and my husband, we will take a bullet for you. If somebody want to shoot you, we'll take a... They are nowhere. The same other people that came to me and told me that we prayed and fasted for a man of God like you for 6 months. When the day... And they told me that the first day we saw you, we knew that you were the one that we have prayed and fasted for. Today, they are not there. In ministry, that is why if you don't have a covering, you can die quickly. It's a very lonely and dangerous path. So look at what Jesus said to the 12. And we all read it. He said, you are they which have continued. Somebody say continued. Continued. Continue. This is the key word. Not people that come and go. Not people that come to receive what they want and then when they get it, they go. You understand? He said, hey. Hallelujah. Is it LP Hour? Or is it somebody else? You see? These are some of the disappointments of ministry. you understand what I'm talking? But look at that. Can we all read it? He said, and you are they which have continued with me in my low moment in ministry. When people wanted to kill me. When people wanted to sabotage me. When people wanted to lie about me. You don't have an idea what ministry is about. If I tell you some of the lies. You know, there are some lies. When they say it, you know that there is a little truth. But, so I mean, if what is this color? Okay, some will say gray, some will say, what is this color? This one, everybody agrees. If I come to say that this one is red, you see that it is totally off. Yeah. When there is pure, and then sometimes you ask yourself, how did they concoct this lie? You can know that Satan really entered into them. But there must be people that must continue with you in those times, because in those times, you need them. Yeah. In ministry, yeah. At the time will come, you'll be punched and you feel like, no, this is not worth it. Let me get back to what I was doing. But you will need the people that have been there for you. He said, these are they that have continued with me. You may come to church to be only you. You text this one, you come in.
the weather, because of the weather. Meanwhile, the same people that is saying that because of the weather, they are doing overtime in that same weather. Don't be discouraged. And I'm talking to the people that are here. Miss Abroga, Miss Ella, Miss Anne. Don't be discouraged. You invite people. Hey, I remember one day I invited some people, and because of that, I prepared a certain special message. They said, man of God, we will come. I was excited. I was going to preach fire and brimstone. We were there, waited. I texted them, we are coming. I texted, when we finished service, I texted, at the last minute, I said, Radin Yankuponko Fuebume Kwasia. I said, my goodness, these people have disappointed me. But you are there. We continue with me in my moments of vulnerability. Guess the blessings. Look at that. Look at the blessings. Look at, these were not people that knew the Bible. They were ignorant people. But that is why I want you people to be part of this ministry. Look at that. He said, I appoint unto you. Look at the blessing. Hey! Somebody say, hey! As my Father has appointed unto me. Look at verse 30. Verse 30. That you may eat and drink at my in my kingdom. And sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. What did they do? They helped build the church of God. They continued. I want to encourage you. Today we came to commission the Sunday service. Be part of it.
When we come, they use YouTube.
We started using YouTube. Some of the time we are singing G Club. The YouTube is singing CT. But we will blend everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes LP Hawa is singing high pitch. I'm singing low pitch. Somebody is singing middle pitch. We combine music salad. We call it music salad. Music salad. When we finish, we are happy. I was also the first Dorcas team member.
Wow.
Ask them. I used to prepare bean stew. I will prepare bean stew and then still prepare my message to come and preach. Wow. Sometimes I sleep at 3 a.m., wake up at 6 a.m., go to preach because I'm carrying Dorcas team food. Ask. LP Howard Dems will buy this one, buy that one. But everything you see today, we didn't start today. We started it from then. Sometimes I will do jalapeno gizzard and fry the yam. Garden and bring it to church in the morning. And amazingly, the people that will be late will be the people that will eat more. Is it not powerful? Why am I saying all these things? I am encouraging you. I am encouraging you because what is in your hands? He said that hold fast what is in your hands before somebody takes it from you. Hold it. You may not value it, but it is a very, 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 very great precious seed that you are holding. Watch it. Be part of it. Tomorrow you'll see where the Lord will put you. Don't underestimate the things of God. Give your time to it. You can make it just Sunday. We've not even started midweek service yet. Make time. Make time. Sometimes when you come and then you have to connect, because now we have all that. Everything here is for the assembly. Yeah. If you have to connect to main service and then flow with it,
and then we can watch it in our home.
No, come together. We will do our praises and worship. We will do our prayers when it is probably the word time. By the direction of the Lord, the woman of God may say that we are connecting to a second service in. Flow. Same grace. Don't say that I watch it in my car. Somebody will text you on your phone. You'll be surprised. As you are watching, somebody text you, I miss you. And I will shoot you two heart emojis. Then all of a sudden, I'm preaching and saying that Jesus is coming very soon. He said, forget about Jesus. Let me look at the three heart emojis. I'm saying that yes, more. So come, tell somebody, come over.
Come over.
You see? Come over. Let's close our eyes. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to pray. Say, Father, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Father, give me the grace. Say, Father, give me the grace to
to be part and parcel of the Lord's army in Duluth. Because it is not about the many that is here. It is about the one that God is raising, because he has probably left many souls. The souls were on the throne, but the Lord had left them. And then he found a David who was in the background. Something that didn't look like it. Now, I don't want to be in a church that is pastored by a woman. One day somebody told me, I don't want to be in a church that I'm older than the pastor. I said, hey, when you go to the hospital, ask the doctor his age. You are 72, you go to the hospital, the doctor is 22. Do you ask the doctor's age? The doctor says, sugar your bum bum. Let me put injection there. He said, doctor, here you are. You don't ask of the doctor's age. It is the church that you are coming to ask of the pastor's age. Say, Lord, help me that I may help to build your kingdom. Jesus' name. If you are here today, I want you to stay here and help the ministry to grow. I want you to pay your tithe here. Praise the name of Jesus. Yeah. Because the Lord will not grow the ministry with corn or with atibia. The Lord will grow it with money. Amen. You know atibia. That is what Esau sold his birthright for. Pottage is called atibia. Hallelujah. And even now, atibia's price has changed in Ghana. Hallelujah. You can buy atibia. Hallelujah. Atibia is gobe, aka gobe. Amen. Have you given? Now, don't let it be a normal giving. Some of you, the Lord is telling you, sow a seed of 500. We are not carrying it to Tennessee. We are leaving it here. The good news is that we've opened a very powerful bank account at Chase Bank. Chase Bank. Even we, headquarters, our bank account is not in Chase. Our bank account is in First Bank. But they are in Chase. So I want you to sow. It's an international bank. Some of you, the Lord will tell you, so 500, so 300, 200, 100. Don't say that it is the end. Do it. Do it right now. I'm waiting for you. God has a certain blessing. Listen, you will not hear bad news from your dad, eh? Yeah. You will not hear any bad news. We close your ears to any bad news. Yeah. You will never say that there was a heart attack and unfortunately this, that, that. It will never happen in Jesus' name. Yeah. I was so surprised when I entered and I saw you speaking, because the Lord showed me a picture when we were coming, and an angel standing behind her, and I saw my name, Kofi. Now, we were talking chambers. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Have you lifted up that seed? Okay. Have you dropped it? Now let's take the communion. Please share the communion. I preached about the communion powerfully. Please make time and then explain it or let them watch it. I really want us, the communion, we must understand it. So I want you to share it for everybody. How many of you understand the communion now? Yeah, it's a major, major, major weapon. Yep. So I want you to take the bread. It was bread. But when Jesus blessed the bread and he broke it, he didn't call it bread again. He said, it is my body. And in this house, please, the night of supernatural encounter, except for some reasons you can't come, try and then come. Yeah, there is always, Bible say that at a certain point in time, they went to Shiloh. You see, at a certain point in time, we must all congregate at headquarters and then flow. LP Lois used to do that until her car became very old. The kneecaps, and then, I remember one day we were coming when your car tied. You remember? She was ahead of us and we were coming for service and her car tires became, hey, that day we left here around 12 a.m. You remember? You were not part of it. Isaac, me and Pastor, boy, we left here like 12 midnight. And I told you that one day God will give you an SUV. You remember? I told you that one day God will give you an SUV. I think I even told you the color there. God is faithful. We bless the bread. By faith, we break it. We receive it as the body. Bless the cup. By faith, we receive it as the blood. For our perfection. Let's bring. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. I know that our doctor's team has something for us. But I also have, I didn't only come to preach and for my son also to prophesy and for us to sing and bless and fellowship. I also came to present some documents to my daughter. And then also bring me the envelope and then let me, and then we will go and then, amen. And so they will bring it and then I'll officially present it. We'll take some pictures. Now, if you are first time here, not those of you from Revival Center, but if you are in Duluth and you are first time, please lift up your hand. They'll give you a card. Please lift up your hand. God bless you. Please give them a card. Let them feel. I like you. I don't know why, but I like you. I like you so much. Listen, God will bless you. Eh? You see, let me tell you something. Eh? Many people underestimate you. Many people think that, no. If you are looking at people that will become powerful, no. But you, I'm seeing you growing bigger than all of them. Yeah. It is a clear indication of the stone that the builders rejected. All right. So, okay. Now, these are, okay. Hallelujah. Now, okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we have the bank account and everything. And like I said, today we are commissioning the Sunday service. As we were coming, it was only two people that knew that the car would not go back. One person knew from Tennessee. The other person knew when we got here. Nobody else knew. Nobody else knew. And so I want you to know, nobody works for the Lord and the Lord will not remember you. You see? The Lord will always remember you. As we celebrate a car for her, we will celebrate a house for you. Yes. You don't believe it, eh?
In America, who will buy a house for you?
It's because you don't have faith. Praise the name of Jesus. Yeah. Somebody will build a business and hand it over. You see, the way we are handing it over to, and even you are surprised, so will your blessing surprise you. Listen, whether you came from Tennessee or you are here, I said the blessings of God, except the Lord did not call me, God will surprise you with a major blessing. Hey, watch it. I used to tell people that the Lord will give people miracle marriages in the church. And people used to, how will it be? Ask. One day we went to, somebody invited us to come and then witness their, engagement. When I got there, I said, why must we have engagement and we finish and now you bring money and this thing? Can we bless the marriage? The man said, oh, I didn't prepare. I said, boy, I'm blessing you today. It was a surprise wedding for the man. The Lord will surprise you with a blessing. The Lord will surprise you with a breakthrough. Oh, can I give an apostolic blessing? I said, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anything that your eyes have seen, your ears have heard, and hath entered into your heart that you desire, receive it in Jesus' name. Hey, watch me for a moment. When was it? It was on Monday. My son, Julius, myself, and then one other guy. And then we said we wanted to look for something. We are going to look for something. And so we started moving. When we started moving, we went to some places. We were not seeing what we were looking for. And then the Holy Spirit told me, I have it on Franklin Road, right? And I said, hey, I said, the Lord said it is on Franklin Road. And then I called one of my friends who for 3 years I've never spoken with. And then he gave us an address. He said, this thing that you are looking for, you can find it on this address. He mentioned the description of everything. I said, my heart caught. My heart missed a beat because I knew that that was exactly what the thing that we are looking for. That is it. So I said, then let's go there. Unfortunately, we went to a wrong address. And then we realized that we put in the wrong address. So we now corrected it, put it in. The thing that we're going to look for is at a certain place. When we were branching onto the road that leads there, we branched in Franklin Road. Now we were like, wow. And we drove right there. And just right on Franklin Road was the thing we're looking. Listen, you will not miss direction again. That is what I'm trying to say. You will not miss direction again. Even the choice of your spouse, you will not miss direction. Amen. The number of children God will give you, you will not miss direction. Amen. That business, God, you will not miss direction. Amen. In ministry, you will not miss direction. This is apostolic blessing. It will never fail. It will never fall to the ground. Anything
that the Lord has said today, it will never fail in Jesus' name. Some of you will be global icons. The kind of blessing the Lord will put in your hands, people will, it will be a come and see blessing. I declare a come and see blessing for you. Your family will come and see that blessing. Your friends will come and see that blessing. Even your enemies will come and see that blessing. I speak prophetically over you. You will not die prematurely. Those that are waiting for your obituary, you will attend their funerals. Oh, except you don't believe it. I said you attend their funerals. You will not die by road accident. You will not die by a gunshot. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. The God that called me from the field and I didn't hesitate. And God told me, he said, if you respond, I will honor your words. I've seen it. I have seen it. Sometimes I speak. One day my wife was telling me, he said, you have to be careful the things you say. Even when we are playing and you say something happens. Listen, you will not be put to shame.
Amen.
I said, you will not be put to shame.
Amen.
Watch me. When you are one step away from shame, the Lord will intervene.
Amen.
And I declare, those that seek your downfall, watch it. Except men stop walking upon the surface of the earth. Otherwise, those that seek your downfall, they will support you up the ladder with their substance.
Amen.
They don't like you, they will push you up.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Receive it.
For your time here, the Lord will promote you.
Amen.
The Lord bless your morning.
Amen.
The Lord bless your afternoon.
Amen.
The Lord bless your evening.
Amen.
The Lord bless your night. Your midnight hour, the Lord bless.
Amen.
There has been any demonic exchange, let there be a full recovery.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I bless you from my heart.
Amen.
And from today, you are declared blessed.
Amen.
And so shall it be. Somebody shout me a believing amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Let me help you up. So will you be helped up in life. Jesus' name. So, we will go and then we will see the blessing of God for the woman of God. Please stay in this house. I'm not saying stay right here now. I'm saying that be part of this ministry. Because very soon we will have to change this room.
Amen.
Because anytime you are coming, invite somebody. You come, they say, hey, but it is a small church. Tell them that physically, but spiritually, we are killing demons. It's a demon killing, demon abusing church. Okay. So, how are we leading it? Are we leading? Yeah, we should lead it then. Okay. Okay. So okay. When we finish, the first impression team will give first timers this gift, right? Okay. Remember me to my first time for today. Shall we go and see? And then please, those of you that will be taking videos and pictures, do it well and post it so that people will know that nobody says God in vain. Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives.